Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. One of the goals that we have here at Mormonism Research Ministry is, of course, to strengthen the faith of every Bible-believing Christian. We firmly believe that our faith, the Christian faith, can be described as a reasonable faith. In other words, there's a lot of things that we do not have to take by blind faith in Christianity. There certainly are things which we cannot prove empirically or with the senses, such as the forgiveness of sins. We must certainly believe in the promises that Jesus himself gave us in order to hold them as our own. But when it comes to the Bible, there are a lot of things that we can believe and are actually backed up historically and even archaeologically. In 2013, as we led a group of about 42 people to the Holy Land, went to Israel, spent several days in Israel, as well as several days in the country of Turkey, visiting the churches of Revelation. I can't imagine anybody coming back from a trip like that not having a more firm conviction that what the Bible is telling us has some real distinct validity. Why don't you talk about some of the comments that we heard, Eric, from people that actually went? I mean, it was great. Everybody seemed to have a positive time there.
Well, we even have some people who went on that trip who are planning to go back. They were so excited about the possibility of going a second time. I have had a chance to go four times since 2009, and I always get new things out of each trip I go to. But to be able to see people who have never been to the Holy Land and to see the sights, it's incredible, and they did come back just amazed. It really is a trip of a lifetime that every Christian ought to go on. We're calling this again the Apologetic Study Bible Tour to the Holy Land, and we want to talk about it on this show today, Bill, because we want people to be able to have information. So the who, what, when's, where, and why, we're going to do all that here hopefully in the next 10 minutes. But if you want to get more information, you can either go to our website on mrm.org and click on the right corner where it has an icon there of Israel, and you can click there, and it will take you to a special page that will take you eventually to a website. And I want to give the name of the website, so if you want to look on that, you can. It's one word, www.theapologeticsstudybibletour.com. That's www.theapologeticsstudybibletour.com, and on there it has a letter from me as well as all of the information, the itinerary, the cost, and everything there. Let's do the when. When is this trip going to happen? We are going to go in February of 2015. This gives people over a year to be able to save for the trip, and we're going to spend, it's an optional 7-day pre-extension add-on to Turkey. And that will be from February 10th through the 16th of 2015. We are going to go, and we'll talk a little more about the itinerary, but we're going to go to the seven churches of Revelation and be able to see that. And that is, I'm going to give the price just so people can know. It's $1,174 to be able to do the 7-day pre-extension. You do not have to go on that if you can't get the time off.
And that is all-inclusive, that should be noted, and includes the taxes and tips.
That is everything from your flight from Chicago. If you're going to Turkey, it's from Chicago. All your flights, all of your ground transportation. We'll have a guide. We will have buses. We will have 3- and 4-star hotels. You know that those are nice hotels that we're going to stay at. Buffet, breakfast, and dinner. And as you mentioned, taxes and tips. Oftentimes people, when they are looking at doing a trip and going on a trip, they don't read the fine print. And oftentimes that's not added in. On this trip, it's almost a quarter of the entire trip's cost for taxes and tips. That's added in so that you don't have to come up with that money later.
The trip to Turkey is going to be February 10th. To the 16th, and that's the pre-extension. That's optional.
And then we're going to be flying from Istanbul over to Tel Aviv, and everybody else who did not come on that will be going through New York, and they're going to go from February 15th through February 25th. They'll meet us in Istanbul, and we'll fly over together and start our trip there on February 16th. But that 11 days, we're going to be in Israel, and we'll talk more about what we'll see in Israel. That's $37.75. That also is all-inclusive, including the air. So there's two parts to it, but the $37.75, and let me tell you, that is, for what you're getting, a really good price. It covers all your admission fees. Every time we walk into a museum or any place like that, it is $20 to $30, but you're not paying that because you've already prepaid it. So to do both would be $49.49. That would be both. But you really, and we're going to talk about it right now, but you really should look closer at this itinerary and see everything on the apologeticstudybibletour.com website that you will get to see. And we have filled the days up, but it's really worthwhile.
Yeah, one of the quote-unquote complaints was we were going, but you have a great philosophy on that. It's like, you know, go and see it now because you're going to regret that you didn't see it if you only want to go see one or two things in the course of a day. And we were seeing, what, four or five things sometimes in a given day.
I really believe if you're going to go to a distance like this, you don't want to sleep until 9:30 in the morning every day.
No.
I mean, I believe in getting an early start and always be back for dinner. And so usually we're back at the hotel by 5 or 6, but I like to start 7:30 usually or 8 o'clock. That means we have to get up earlier and breakfast and buffet and all of that.
And there is a lot of walking. We probably should tell people that. There is a lot of walking on some days. Some days there's not a whole lot of walking, but definitely you want to be in somewhat decent shape if you're planning to go on a trip like this, because we are going to be going. Once we hit the ground, we are going to be running, you might say.
Let me tell you about Turkey, and I'm just going to run through this. You can certainly go on yourself on the website and get the information. We're going to be leaving Chicago on Tuesday, February 10th. It's going to take, basically, with the time change, we lose a dozen hours for us to get over to Izmir, which is ancient Smyrna. It's going to take almost two full days. I mean, literally, with all the flying and all of that. But we will get, and we'll spend the second day, Wednesday night, in Smyrna. Then we're going to see, on day three, we're going to see Smyrna and Pergamum, two of the seven churches of Revelation. And Pergamum is a really neat
place. Was incredible. You have to take a cable car to get up to the top, and you can look down on the modern city of Pergama.
Yeah, and then day four, on Friday, February 13th, we're going to be going to Ephesus. This is the crown jewel of the seven churches. This city has been excavated better than any other. We'll also have a chance to go to Laodicea, and we'll stop by before we get to our hotel, Colossae, which is unexcavated. It is a tell. Well, Matt Slick found an ancient bronze coin on the top of this hill, which is a city built on a city built on a city. And so Colossae will have a chance to see an ancient tell and walk on something that hasn't even been dug out yet. Day five, we're going to be going to Philadelphia and Sardis and Thyatira. So we're seeing all these cities. Some of them are not as magnificent as the others, but we will have a chance to tell stories. Every place we go, Bill, we're going to do devotions. Then on day six, we're going to be going to Nicaea and then Istanbul. Nicaea is where, of course, the Council of Nicaea took place, the first council in 325. We'll have a chance to do many other things there, but I want to get to Israel and talk quickly about its itinerary. We will be flying into Tel Aviv. That will be on February 16th. Then on February 17th, we're going to have a chance to see Caesarea, Mount Carmel, Megiddo. We're going to Nazareth Village, something we haven't done yet, but we're going to go there. It's a place where they recreate what Nazareth would have looked like.
And there's also an archaeological dig there, which is one of the reasons why we wanted to stop as well, because we do want to see some of these archaeological sites, very significant.
Absolutely. Day four, we're going to do some baptisms at the Jordan River. You had a chance last time, a few months ago, to baptize your son. But whoever hasn't been baptized would have a chance to get baptized there. We'll also be doing the Northern Galilee jaunt and seeing places like Dan and Caesarea Philippi, places like that. Day five, we're going to be going to the Sea of Galilee, take a boat ride there, Capernaum. We're going to go to the Mount of Beatitudes, Bet Shean, some of these important cities. And then we'll make our way down to the southernmost part that will be going to Israel, the Dead Sea, and stay at a resort. people have a chance to go swim in the Dead Sea and enjoy the resort that we'll be staying at. Then on Friday, February 20th, we're going to Masada. That's an incredible historical site, a big rock, but there's so much to see there. We'll take a camel ride. Why not, Bill? Since we're in Israel, we'll do that. We'll go to Jericho with Joel Kramer, who'll be joining us, and he'll be showing us all about...
Let me just mention something very quickly. I know we don't have a lot of time, but when you talk about Jericho, when you're at Jericho and you're looking east across the plain of Moab towards Mount Nebo, my pastor, who is planning on attending this trip, is going through the book of Joshua right now. And I tell you, he just did chapter three when they're talking about the crossing. And I'll tell you, that's one thing that's fascinating, folks. When you're standing there in Jericho, you're looking to the east towards Mount Nebo across from the plain of Moab. And you can only imagine those 40,000 armed men, that big, huge cloud of dust coming across that plain and what those people living in Jericho must have been thinking. I mean, it changes the way you look at the Bible. It really does.
Absolutely. Joel will also be taking us up to Cave 1 in Qumran. We're going to be talking about the Dead Sea Scrolls in the next few days. And so Joel Kramer, who is an archaeologist and a filmmaker, and anybody who signs up will get complimentary copies of two of his DVDs, including a video that he did on Jericho itself. So we'll have that. We're going to do a day with Joel Kramer and do the West Bank Day. We're going to have a chance to see Jacob's Well, Mount Gerizim, Shechem, Joseph's Tomb, Ai. There's so many different places that people do not get a chance to see. We'll have a chance to see with Joel.
That's important. We will be seeing a lot of places that are not normally on a tourist itinerary when you go to the Holy Land.
Let me just tell you a few others. We're running out of time, but we'll go to, in Jerusalem, the Southern Steps. We'll go to the different museums that are there. We'll go to Hezekiah's Tunnel, Herodium, Bethlehem, Israeli Museum, Yad Vashem, Temple Mount, Garden Tomb. We're going to do it all. You have to see this. Go onto the website, theapologeticstudybibletour.com, and anybody who puts in their $300 deposit by April 14th of 2014, if they put in the $300 deposit, which you can do online, and all the information's there, you'll get $100 off the final price.
The Apologetic Study Bible Tour to the Holy Land with MRM. We hope that you can make it. Information on our website at mrm.org.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to understand some of the basic beliefs of your Mormon neighbors but didn't know where to begin? Well, starting at 9 in the morning on Saturday, December 7th, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be presenting a Compassionate Boldness Symposium at First Baptist Church in Tooele. Now, together, we'll examine the Mormon view of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, salvation, with special emphasis on how to effectively dialogue with Mormon family members, friends, and co-workers. Those in attendance will receive a complimentary set of notes, and there'll be a book table available for your convenience. Remember, the event is free, though a love offering will be taken to further the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry. The presentation goes from 9 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th at First Baptist Church in Tooele, located right there at 580 South Main Street in Tooele. If you have any questions, please call the church at 435-882-2048. As always, we hope to see you there.